But it's not just a place to grab a bite. It's actually part of a long-term University of Washington initiative to build a permanent space for homeless youth. The cafe will be open to the entire community, and it'll serve as a sort of testing ground to come up with new ways to connect homeless youth to the help they need. UW nursing professor Josephine Ensign is leading the project. She told me traditional homeless shelters can be stigmatizing, especially for young people.
We know the vast majority of young people experiencing homelessness in King County do not identify as being homeless, and they also do not access any of the homeless youth serving agencies, the shelters, the places like that, so for various reasons, even if they know about it.
So what are you proposing?
It's based on a community cafe addressing homelessness in Auckland, New Zealand, that I've done some work with. It's called the Merge Cafe. And it has, you know, breakfast and lunch. They're going towards dinner as well. Only community tables, the pay it forward model, so that people can, that can afford to
pay what they can,
right, mm-hmm. or pay more, that then they are able to give vouchers to people who are experiencing homelessness. In this case, it would be homeless young people. And then they have the different kind of resources there. We also really want to have a studio space above the cafe where the university, different kinds of classes and studios can come together with the young people and with the community to design ongoing innovative projects.
And what do young people tell you? What is the design that they're looking for?
In a lot of cases, they want a place where they're not judged, where they're not, you know, stereotyped. So that's also an issue in terms of a true navigation center, because that can be stigmatizing. That they want a place that they feel welcomed, that's youth friendly, that is, they don't use these terms, but that's trauma informed. Recognizing that the design of our healthcare services or our social services need to really take into account what happens with people who have had severe trauma. And that also has, it's really helping to foster healthy relationships with adults, because young people consistently tell us that's something that helps them. And we know also, you know, from the research, from evidence, that if a young person has a healthy attachment to an adult in their life, you know, grandmother, coach, good coach, right?
Right.
That can really help them to overcome a lot of adversities and go on and thrive in life.
Have you experienced any pushback on your idea?
Of course I have.
Tell me about that.
It is. I mean, I feel like it is a calculated risk. Anything that's innovative is risk-taking.
Well, what do people tell you is wrong with your idea?
That it won't work, that it's pie in the sky, that young people won't go for it, that business owners, you know, will push back, the NIMBYism, that, again, that young people want to be homeless. That's a common misperception.
And you say to them,
something's not working, so why don't we give this a try, and why don't you be at the table to help us, like, co-design what will be effective? And that's, you know, that's also the idea of the community cafe, because that's what it really is about. And so really having this where it's going to be youth-centric and have the resources for young people, but that it's also open to the community at large to come in, have a meal, you know, sit at the community tables, get to know young people, and also see what they can then bring to the district into addressing this problem.
University of Washington nursing professor Josephine Ensign. She's coordinating the Doorway Project. The pop-up cafe is happening this Sunday from noon to 4 outside the University Heights Community Center in Seattle.
Hi, it's David.